Hi, my name is Jack Coachman, and I chose to do a creative writing assignment that displayed the similarities between me growing up as an African American and her growing up in her neighborhood as a Mexican American, to show just how similar our situations are and how minorities have more similarities and things in common than we might seem. To accomplish this, I used some chapters from the book. Some like care, my house, friends, those who don't, a rice sandwich, and Papa who wakes up in the dark. As we know, here is a chapter when she's talking about just the differences that her family has in her hair. But how her hair is curly and her mother's hair has just a whole different texture and a different feel for it. And how it's a different color between her and the rest of the family. And my situation is the same. Me and my father, we have dark, curly hair that turns wavy when brushed and applied products to. And my sister and mother, they have straight, kind of full hair that I grew up thinking to see very beautiful. But growing up, I saw in society how not everybody, I learned this early on, that not everybody appreciates the things that we do. Because what I saw is beautiful. Other people made fun of because my sister's hair wasn't as long, wasn't as full, wasn't as colorful. And that just shows that society doesn't always accept everybody who's different. And that was just the first instance of discrimination. For my house, this chapter was when she was talking about how she was kind of embarrassed about her house, but how even though it was hers, she was afraid and kind of embarrassed to talk about others to her house because it was just such an not a state that she would imagine it would be in. And for my relation, my house actually grew up pretty nice. I'd said so in the writing assignment. I had great pride for my house, and I still do. But it was just in a poorer part of the city. And growing up around these white kids, seeing how everybody's family had these big green lawns while my lawn was brown and thinning. Seeing how everybody had these balconies on their houses, and I had washed up and decrepit bricks on my house, it kind of made me hesitant to invite anybody to my house because I was afraid that it wasn't, even though I had a nice two-story house, I was afraid that they weren't going to appreciate it for its beauty like I was or did. And that kind of relates into the Those Who Don't chapter, because for those who don't know, who just think they could figure out my neighborhood just by hearing the name, they would think that it was bad, that it was terrible, that it was full of drugs and violence and gangs and all that. But that's not what it was at all. People just think that because it was around the area that was typically associated with that, but you can't base your judgments off other people's standings. So I knew my neighborhood as being loving, of the people around me being supporting, about having people who weren't in the best situation, but they always found a way to see brightness in it. And that's kind of what she was saying in her story as well, that people were just misplacing ideas on her neighborhood, even though they had no idea about them. And for a rice sandwich, this chapter was about how she had to bring a rice sandwich to school sometimes because they didn't have enough money for, you know, actual bread and stuff like that. And growing up, sometimes my mother, she didn't always have the chance to go to the store. So I would have to go up to school and get basically food from others because sometimes I couldn't even afford the lunch. I couldn't afford the lunch that they had because the prices were just simply so outrageous. And so there would be times when my pride would just be too high and I'll just be sitting there saying, oh, I ate before and stuff like that, without others knowing truly the situation I was in. and for Papa Who Wakes Up Tired in the Dark. This chapter really hit with me. This was when he talks about how a close family member to them died, and that this was the first time that she saw her father cry, and basically in a sense of vulnerability. And that is basically exactly what happened with me as well. My aunt passed away, and my dad and my aunt, they were very close. And I was basically talking about in the chapter that my dad was always the one who comforted me during times like that. So when I see him in a vulnerable state, and I've always been the one being comforted, how would I comfort him? Like, I had no idea what to do. Like, seeing him cry kind of messed me up a little bit, because, like, he was my Superman and he was strong and there was nothing that he couldn't do. So seeing him in a vulnerable state, it was basically like seeing Superman getting hit by kryptonite the first time. Like, you couldn't believe it with your eyes. So you had to just try to go with it as much as you can. And basically, there's many other themes that I related to as well, like the nature of home. And home is not just a place where you live. Home is where you make your memories at. So you can't make a house a home without having loving memories to fill it in with. That's why the protagonist in the story always talks about how she misses her home instead of a house, because it's all about the places that she's been and the things that she's made in those places, not just the physical outlook of the house. And for youth and innocence growing up, this is kind of relating to like the generational class that they had too. As kids, we sometimes think that we may know anything, and the older people, they say that they know better. But our stubbornness sometimes overlooks the wisdom, because my father always said, I've been your age before, you never been mine. I know things that you don't know. But then again, there's situations in this time that he just wouldn't understand, because like I'm actually living them and going through. So time just adapts different to everybody, and situations come in different ways. So I think in a sense, that's a little bit of what it is as well. And there's a strong theme of family and identity into this story as well. And we can both relate to how family is pretty much very important, and how identity growing up is very important as well. We saw how the protagonist in the story was kind of struggling with her identity because she was trying to make friends. And so she was just kind of being clashed around in all these cultural groups until she finally found a stable group that she could actually relate to. And growing up was the same way for me. Like, until I really met like my first real black friend there, I was just kind of out of place and trying to appease people that I didn't really like just so I could fit in. This also goes into like the form of when she was finally developing her identity, when she realized that, hey, I could be who I am, and I'm either accepted for who I am or I'm not accepted at all, and I'm fine with that. And throughout the story, it was also talking about social and like racial and economic inequalities. That all has a big difference too, because it affects you not only physically but mentally as well. Like, that stuff, like material things, shouldn't have an impact on us, but when other people judges us off them, that's what makes it very important. And especially growing up as a kid, when you're very impressionable and stuff like that, those things kind of hit true to you. But as we see later on in the story, she learns how to fight through all that, all through the trials and tribulations, to finally reach her goal, because she saw that writing was her way out. So she used education as the scapegoat out of a terrible situation. And by achieving her true happiness, that's how she realized that she could be who she can. And that's all she needed was what was making her happy and not making others happy. And thank you for listening to the podcast. This is it.